C'est l'heure de Madeleine's Speculative Fiction Review sur Art District, une chronique en anglais de Madeleine d'Este sur les romans de science-fiction et de fantasy. Here is Madeleine's Speculative Fiction Review on Art District, a program hosted by Madeleine d'Este about speculative fiction and fantasy books.
Welcome to Madeleine's Speculative Fiction Review. What is speculative fiction, you ask? It's anything outside your everyday reality. It's science fiction, it's fantasy, it's horror, dystopia, paranormal, alternative history, apocalyptic. I'm Madeleine d'Este, I love to read and I love books. And I'm here to tell you about a book I really liked. Today I'm talking about Ink and Bone by Lisa Unger. Ink and Bone was published by Simon & Schuster in 2016. Now, this is best described as a paranormal thriller with elements of horror. It uses many of the thriller elements, like missing girls and races against time and private investigators, but with a dark and paranormal tilt as well. Abby Gleason is abducted after an attack on a hike in the forest near the Hollows with her father and brother. Her father and brother survive, but where is Abby now? Now, girls have been going missing in the Hollows for years. Months have passed now, and Abby's mother is not giving up, even though the police seem to. And she returns to the Hollows and hires a private investigator to try and find Abby. Now, Finley is a messed up kid trying to sort herself out. She's come home to her grandmother in the small town of the Hollows, going to college, getting away from her overbearing and self-obsessed mother and the bad influences of Seattle. She's escaped everyone except for one person. Her ex-boyfriend Rainer has followed her and set up his own little tattoo studio. But Finley and her grandma just aren't like other people. They see things and hear things and feel things. Finley's mum tried to shield her from this, but Finley's grandmother is helping Finley to find sense in her psychic abilities. And then a friend of her grandma's, the retired policeman, now private investigator, Jones Cooper, wants Finley to help him find the missing girl, Abby. Now, this all takes place in the creepy town of the Hollows, which I understand features in some other of Lisa Unger's books. Now, the Hollows is a creepy town where girls have been going missing for years. People talk of the town as never letting people go, and some others described it as being like a hellmouth. Now, I found Finley, her physical description, as a little bit cliched. You know, she has the pink hair and the motorcycle and the tats. But as a young woman learning to find her true self, despite her self-doubt and whether she was unsure in whether to trust her instincts, she was definitely relatable and engrossing, and she really carries the story all the way through. She's dogged, she trusts her instincts towards the end and goes all the way to save the day. Another really strong character throughout this was the one storyline that follows one of the kidnapped girls. Now, she's all of 8 years old, but she's determined and hard-headed. She fights all the way. And she's one great inspirational character who won't give up despite the horrific circumstances of where she finds herself. Now, the story really blends Finley's blossoming psychic gifts, goes a lot into her backstory about how these psychic people have been following her around her whole life, and how she's learning to trust what they say or listen to what they say. And it blends that discovery with a really well-written but familiar thriller. So it's very familiar with the Find the Girl Before It's Too Late being the main thrust of the book. And there's plenty of room for further books with Finley and the private investigator Jones. You can see that this possibly leaves it open for further investigations. So I really enjoyed this. I wasn't sure at first whether it was more of a thriller than a paranormal element, but I found myself swept up in it, and especially as it comes towards the end, it is fast-paced. So if you like exploring psychic gifts, creepy small towns, feisty girls of all ages, because I also didn't mention the grandmothers, and really fast-paced thrillers, I heartily recommend Ink and Bone by Lisa Unger. Thanks for listening to Madeline's Speculative Fiction Review. If you have any feedback or just want to say hello, you can contact me at Art District Radio by email at mde@artdistrict-radio.com. Or if you'd like to listen to any past episodes, please go to artdistrictradio.com/podcasts. And until next time, happy reading.
C'était Madeleine's Speculative Fiction Review sur Art District, à retrouver à 2h du matin, les lundis, mercredis et vendredis, spécialement pour nos auditeurs internationaux, et à midi, les mardis et jeudis. It was Madeleine's Speculative Fiction Review on Art District. You can listen to this program on Mondays, Wednesdays, Fridays at 2 a.m. CET, and on Tuesdays and Thursdays at 12 p.m. CET.